Theory Wellness in Great Barrington has been approved to sell recreational marijuana by the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission. Originally a medical marijuana dispensary, it's joining stores around the Commonwealth that can now legally sell marijuana to anyone over the age of 21. WAMC spoke with Brandon Pollock, the CEO of Theory Wellness, about the standards and regulations that apply to his business and the impact he thinks it will have on the Berkshires.
The most notable impact will be the change we're going to experience in a matter of weeks where we open our doors to adult use sales. So currently we've just been serving medical patients, which will remain our priority and still have a number of measures to ensure that they have their continued access to products with no inconvenience. But opening the doors to adult use sales, as we've seen in the first two dispensaries that have opened up so far, creates a tremendous increase in business.
And I imagine it's an increase in other requirements and restrictions on your business. What do those look like?
Well, we have a new state regulator now, the Cannabis Control Commission. So previously we had been regulated by the Department of Health, so now we have two regulators. Soon the Cannabis Control Commission will take over the medical program as well. But, you know, in general, I would say the regulations are similar to medical, with, of course, the main difference being now anyone who's 21 plus years of age can use our products. On the recreational side, there's some additional restrictions around what we're allowed to sell, specifically in respect to how strong edible products can be. They have a 5-milligram dose limit. But besides that, a lot of the products that you'd see in the medical shelves are also going to be available to the adult use customers.
And as revenues increase and business expands into this new venture, what's the impact of that here in the Berkshires on your store in Great Barrington?
That's a great question, and we're very excited about creating a very positive economic impact here in Great Barrington. There's a 3% local sales tax as well as a 3% revenue share through our community host agreement. So the town of Great Barrington is a 6% revenue partner with us here, and you know, we're expecting this to be hundreds of thousands of dollars a year of new revenue for the town.
When you presented to the Great Barrington Select Board about the business, you talked about wanting to hire locals to work in the expanded version of the business. How close are you to achieving that goal?
I'd say we've been, you know, quite successful there. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, but the majority of our employees live in Berkshire County. We have a couple folks that are actually from town here, so we've been doing a great job. We've had a tremendous amount of interest in working at Theory. We've hired about 15 new people as we anticipate the increased demand that we're going to see in a couple weeks.
So what kind of hurdles are there in the short term as you work towards this opening?
I'd say one, you know, been working with the police department just to ensure that we are adequately prepared to mitigate any traffic concerns. You know, we've been hiring a lot of folks in Bridgewater as well, where we do our cultivation and manufacturing to gear up for increased demand, so trying to increase our supply chain. And third, there's just, you know, the unknown of how busy we're going to be. We've certainly seen the crowds put a little bit of a strain on the businesses in Northampton and Leicester, so we're preparing for similar numbers and are trying to make the experience as pleasant as possible for customers if they're going to be standing in line, for example.
What are the contrasts between the operation in Bridgewater and the operation in Great Barrington?
We do our cannabis cultivation as well as product manufacturing in Bridgewater, as well as a medical dispensary. So, you know, you have a lot more of the back-of-house activities there, you know, your indoor farming and creating edibles and vaporizers, things like that, whereas Great Barrington is simply, and I say simply not to discount the work the team does out here, but it's just a retail facility.
What's it been like watching the first legal recreational marijuana stores open up across the state as the owner of a business that's maneuvering towards that itself?
It's been terrifically exciting, and it's a testament to all the hard work our team has done. And, again, we're very excited to start participating in the new market soon. And we believe that cannabis is a positive force for society. It's a wellness product, and it should be accessible by any adult over the age of 21. So we're excited to help do our part there.
What's the statewide lobbying group or industry group look like for marijuana, recreational marijuana sellers in the state?
Theory Wellness, we're part of the Commonwealth Dispensary Association, which is a trade group that represents the majority of the both medical and adult use establishments in the state. So so we work collaboratively to make sure that our voice is heard and that we can, all participate in a responsible rollout of the adult use program. Again, that organization started as a medical trade group and now has transitioned into a group where most of the members now are pursuing both medical and adult use operations.